I hear him shouting, Rebecca! Rebecca, why would you do this, baby? Reba, we can't live without you. My little feet make their way back to him. His arms cradle my mother. She's still sleeping. Where did mommy go? I've never seen a grown man cry. Daddy's eyes look like they were reflecting ocean waves rushing over rocks. Leonie, could you go to Grandma and Grandpa's house? Tell them to call an ambulance. He held onto her body tighter. I didn't know why we had to call the ambulance. Those were for sick people. Mama wasn't ill. She was sleeping. Run quick, darling. I took off down the stairs and out the front door, even when the neighbors hollered at me to slow down. Dawson and I practiced fast as I could go when our dads were busy talking business inside the house. Papa! Papa! My grandpa, my mother's dad, was a big man. They called him Big Wayne. What is it, child? His bald head reflected the lamp in the kitchen, making it glow. Daddy said to get an ambulance. Mommy isn't waking up. She got lost in her dreams. I point out the front door. My papa looks to my uncles and grandma in the room. Everyone in the house goes quiet. One of my uncles curses terrible words. I repeat the same phrase, but by spelling it instead. Leo, that word ain't worth repeating. Grandma comes down the hallway with a handful of laundry. She sets it down on the table. Ain't is not a word, Nana. My grandmother's hands go straight to her hips for me correcting her. Papa's on the phone, calmly giving the address to the house. Papa, it's 224, not 242. He sucks in a breath as he corrects himself from the apparent mistake. Leo, stay here with your cousins. We'll be back soon. My uncle shout out more explicits as I go and do what I'm told. They have on a show my mama says will rot my brain. So, instead, I play with the baby on the floor, muting the sound from the show in my head. Why is your skin so light? One of the older cousins, Andre, flicks me with a glare before pinching my arm. He's in the same grade as Dawson, 3 years older than me. His skin looks like mommy's, so shaded it seems like paint. It's my genetic makeup. Mama says it makes me look pretty. I brush off where he touched me. Looks pretty stupid with your daddy's skin and your mama's fro. All the other cousins nod because they don't match me. They compare to him. I can't help how I look, but you can. Excuse me? You look like the stereotypical gangster in the movies we aren't supposed to watch, with your baggy jeans and tank top. I point out the superficial attire. His maturity hasn't aligned with his appearance. Stupid. And everyone goes back to the movie. They don't like me because I'm smarter than them. But now I think the truth is they don't like me because I'm different. For the first time in my life, I disobey. I leave my Nana's house and run to Dawson's. When I get to his lawn, he's tossing a football back and forth with Hudson, his cousin. He sees me, and the football smacks his head. Leo, what are you doing here, girl? Dawson, Mommy won't wake up. Daddy told me to get Papa to call the ambulance. My hands go to his hand, and I hold on tight, trying to find gravity. Whoa, calm down, darling. Let me get my dad. He spins around to head inside, screaming for Damien to come outside. What the hell are you yelling for, boy? Leonie, what are you doing here? Where's Knox or Rebecca, sweetheart? Damien is one of Daddy's best friends and is more an uncle than Mama's blood brothers are. Mommy left us. Daddy kept asking her why she left, but she wouldn't answer. She got lost when we fell asleep. He looks more out of breath than I do. So I walk over to him and pat his back as he clutches his hands to his knees. She won't wake up, Uncle Damien. His eyes grow large and he takes off, running down the road back to my house. Knew that boy would get her killed one day. Dawson's mom is never a nice lady. She always had a scowl on her face. Daddy calls it her resting bitch face. Dawson holds my hand until the moon appears, and we watch my dad and his friends come back. His hands are in his pockets and his head is down. Those blonde curls that absorb sunlight don't even catch the moonlight now. Mommy never came home after the ambulance took her away. Daddy didn't leave me alone again. I never took naps after that day either. I didn't want to get lost like Mama did. It would hurt Daddy too.